Iraqis go to the polls in 2 weeks, but they probably won't be able to go shopping, keep a doctor's appointment, or visit friends on Election Day, not if officials are able to carry out the security measures they've planned. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Baghdad.
Traffic in Baghdad is usually awful. On Election Day, though, the streets are likely to be empty. Both to thwart car bombs and to keep insurgents from moving around, traffic will be extremely restricted, probably for several days. The chairman of Iraq's Electoral Commission, Abdul Hussein Hendawi, doesn't expect driving restrictions to affect the number of voters.
The number of voters depends on three issues. First, the organization of these elections. Second, the security measures which will be taken inside these voting centers. Third, the will of the voters to take part in these elections.
Here in Iraq, who votes is as important as turnout. Sunni Muslims are a minority, but ruled Iraq for decades. Now, many Sunnis say these elections are not legitimate. Key Sunni groups, including tribal leaders, have called for a boycott, and Sunnis are more likely than others to skip voting if they feel threatened. American officials here say they'd be pleased if 20% of Sunnis show up. Adil Mahdi, Iraq's interim finance minister and a candidate with the main Shiite Muslim slate, the United Iraqi Alliance, is much more optimistic.
We wouldn't know how many Sunnis and Shias will vote, really. We wouldn't know that. I think 40 to 50% of Sunnis will vote. That's very good. With all the threats, with all the measures taken by the insurgents and the terrorists, it's very good.
Threats against potential voters have been widespread. Chopping cucumbers in the kitchen of Baghdad's Al-Finjan restaurant, 24-year-old cook Wissam Khadim says he got an anonymous note saying people who vote will be treated like this. Then it showed a picture of a man with his head chopped off. The note was addressed to whom it may concern. Khadim says he'll go vote anyway. What he doesn't know yet is for whom. Although the names of the various slates are known, all names of each group's candidates for parliament aren't public. There are some posters and some TV ads, but little door-to-door campaigning. And there's only been one rally so far. Iraqi officials say in most of the country, preparations for voting are on track. But in two of the most troubled areas, they're so far behind, registration will be allowed on election day. One of those areas is Anbar province, including Fallujah, still largely deserted after the U.S. military attacked it last fall. The other area is Mosul, Iraq's biggest city in the north. Brigadier General Carter Ham commands U.S. forces in Mosul. He says trouble in Iraq won't be over after the election.
As much as we would like, on the 30th of January, when elections occur, for everything to be wonderful thereafter, unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be the reality. I think we will see the insurgents focus their efforts perhaps no longer on disrupting the electoral process, but perhaps seeking to intimidate or threaten those who participated or the winners of the election.
With 2 weeks left to go before the vote, an election coordinator who was appointed after all election officials quit in Mosul is still recruiting a staff. Only about 1,000 local police are on duty in Mosul, a quarter of the usual number. For Election Day, thousands of Iraqi police will be brought in from other parts of the country. And all over, U.S. troops are beefed up to be a backup force. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.